This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said he did not agree with the CDC commissioner's prediction that this fall could be one of America's worst public health crises. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Robert Redfield made those comments during an interview this past week. During a news conference at his golf club in New Jersey, Mr. Trump said he did not agree and added that if you look at these numbers are coming down very substantially, we've done it right. New Zealand on Sunday reported 13 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus over a 24-hour period as the country's first outbreak in months continues to grow. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield said during a media briefing that all but one of the new cases were community transmissions and appeared to be linked to a cluster in Auckland, where the most recent outbreak started. The 13th infected person was a traveler returning from abroad and managed quarantine. The new cases took the number of active ones in New Zealand to 69, this after going months of having no recorded cases. Globally, approximately 770,000 people have died from COVID-19. And the figure is more than 169,000 in the United States and more than 107,000 in Brazil. There are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the United States having the largest share, followed by Brazil and India altogether, totaling over 11 million. U.S. President Donald Trump said that his younger brother, Robert Trump, died Saturday night, a day after the president visited him in a New York hospital. The president referred to him as his best friend in a statement, adding that he will be greatly missed, but we will meet again. His memory will live on our heart forever. Robert, I love you. Rest in peace. Robert Trump, who's 71, was younger than the 74-year-old president and was a business executive and real estate developer. The cause of death has not been revealed. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Saturday he would move next week to trigger a snapback of sanctions of Iran on Iran at the United Nations, talking to reporters one day after the U.N. Security Council rejected a U.S. bid to extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran. He said, "You'll be watching it next week." The United States has threatened to trigger a return of all U.N. sanctions on Iran using a provision in a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers known as snapback, even though Mr. Trump abandoned that accord in 2018. Diplomats have said that the United States would face a tough, messy battle in any such move. Mr. Trump also said that he would probably not participate in a 5+1 summit proposed by his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The Russian president called Friday for an online summit with the five permanent Security Council members plus Germany over a possible extension of the international embargo on sales in Tehran. A group of Iranian hardliners gathered outside the United Arab Emirates embassy in Tehran Saturday to condemn the country's historic deal with Israel, normalizing diplomatic relations. They burned Israeli and U.S. flags and chanted "Death to America" and "Death to Israel," as well as pro-Palestinian slogans. Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard vowed Saturday there would be dangerous consequences if the UAE, after it announced that decision. The UAE is the first Gulf state and only the third Arab nation to establish normalized relations with Israel. That's Iran's regional archenemy. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard called the deal a shameful agreement and an evil action that was underwritten by the U.S. It warned that the deal with Israel will set back American influence in the Middle East and bring a dangerous future for the Emirati government. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has also condemned the move, warning a televised speech that the UAE has made a huge mistake. The Israeli military says aircraft have bombed several sites belonging to the militant Hamas group in the Gaza Strip for a fifth night in a row. Palestinian militants also fired two rockets in southern Israel. The airstrikes early Sunday were in response to arson balloons that Hamas-affiliated groups sent across Gaza frontier into Israeli territory, causing fires that burned Israeli farmland. Meanwhile, dozens of Palestinians took part in protests along the Gaza-Israel border and perimeter. After months of calm reinforced by the coronavirus pandemic, the Gaza-Israel frontier has turned volatile over the past week. Hamas says Israel does not honor an official or unofficial truce to ease Gaza blockade. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.